looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. And we are certainly digging our heels in and really going through the layers of self-love. And I want to be really authentic and open with everyone. For me, this has been, I've interviewed so many of you amazing, all the co-authors of the book, What Self-Love Got to Do with It. And each story has, you know what, you guys just got to get this book and you've got to read each chapter and really take your time because we have extended this over the entire month of August here is set for self-love. And I say at every show that I can't imagine learning more, but it's really actually starting to, I'm going through so many emotions every story I read, and I'm just finding the beauty in, and I'm realizing that, oh my gosh, I thought I loved myself and had this great self-love, but there's more. So today we've got a treat because we don't just have one, but we have two of the co-authors and two chapters to talk about and two stories that are intense and heavy and beautiful and astonishing. Like, these women are just crazy chaos. I can't believe you guys get through the stuff you do. So I want to welcome Nadine and Adele. Hello to both of you lovely co-authors and ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I got you both, and they sound almost identical. It's going to be tricky for me, but I'm going to give them a better introduction, but I just wanted to let everybody know that we do have two of you, and the theme that we're going through today is, it is transformational. It's everything. I should ask this. Who would like to start first, and then I'll read your bio. Somebody pick up their hand here.
Do you want to go first, Adele?
Sure, yeah. I will say yes.
Okay, great. Well, let me introduce Adele to everybody. And I should have asked you how to pronounce your name here. You both have long names. But it's Adele Desjardins Lepine. Okay. Well, Adele has faced many adversities in her life. Some people look for escape in self-destruction and or addiction, but not Adele. She has taken the lessons learned through pivotal points in her life to become codependent no more. Adele is a child of divorce and divorcee herself. She and her ex-husband have learned how to co-parent through communication and learning to lift the other partner, even if they are not willing to reciprocate. That's a tough one. Today, Adele is a relationship coach, advocate for emotional survival, and passionate about the well-being of others. She has learned that the way you trust, that is where magic happens. She is dedicated to raising her two girls in Drumtella, Canada. She is full of gratitude, a pillar of her community, and a kick-ass friend. Oh, I love that. Adele is excited to share the principles taught to her through positive psychology on how we strengthen our relationship, challenge our beliefs, oh boy, understand love, and choose happiness so that we can succeed. Adele, my goodness. How do you do all that? My gosh. And your story, Adele, like, oh, it's heavy. It's a heavy story.
Mm-hmm. It's heavy, but I don't sit there.
No. Yes. Oh, I love that. And if we could just for a moment start, and then I'm going to quickly get, we're going to introduce Nadine as well, but with Adele, I love that you just said that you don't sit there. And is that the key?
I think so. For me, it's been just to feel the emotions or feel what I'm feeling and acknowledge them, but remind myself, like, don't unpack the suitcase and stay there. We need to grow and we need to learn.
Aww. That's actually helpful for a lot of people, I think, right now to hear that. Well, let me introduce Nadine, and then we can all just discuss everything and go all these things. So, okay, I'm going to say this name right. Nadine Katsiotolia.
Right.
I did it. Yes, Miguel. Got it. All right. And we're going to spell all these names at the end so they can find you. But Nadine has worked in the medical, educational, and human services field for 30 years. In that time, her personal transformation enables her to see that although many women are able to fulfill the requirements of their roles in the workplace, home, and community, they are often secretly struggling with self-esteem to do their work confidently without affiliation. You guys got me going today. Guilt or the need for constant outside approval. After decades of trying to affect change on an individual basis in that regard, Nadine has decided to take her efforts to a new level in order to assist women elevate their confidence and belief in themselves. Her business, Hats with a Z, Hats Off Group, Hats Off to Self-Esteem, is developed around community. Nadine provides tools, seminars, mastermind groups, and events focused on building and maintaining high self-esteem for women who are transforming themselves personally and professionally. Ooh, and another two tough categories, professionally as well.
Yes.
With that, I just want to ask you, so I'm so drawn to that because I know as an entrepreneur and as a woman, when my personal world is rocked, it does affect my business, my career, what I do in life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you chose that specifically?
Yes, and because people often talk about work-life balance, but I turn it around and I talk about life-work balance because work doesn't work unless life is balanced.
I love it. Oh, life doesn't work. You're so right. And it's so funny because I got so emotional of reading both your chapters this morning again, and that I'm already losing my voice because I've been talking so much, but now I can actually feel a quiver. I'm so, like, here I am. I'm working. This is work, right? But it's fun for me. And I just, like, I have two movies going through my mind, and I don't want to sit there because I want to get to your lessons that you've both shared and everything. Adele, if you could just, we're going backwards to Adele. If you could just share, what would be the place that if you, right now, if somebody was listening and you want to connect with them to say something specific about where you might have been without staying there, to connect with them to say that's you and help them identify that they might be in a place and could get higher.
Two of them are resonating with me on that. I guess one of the things I go to all the time is life is about choices, right? We choose our mindset, we choose our beliefs, and how we interact with others. You have the power to change your choices.
And when you have the power, so there's two things there. If somebody is thinking, no, I don't have the power, then they're actually making that choice. What could be something that they could go to, both of you were able to find help externally to go within. If somebody's out there right now and they're like, I'm choosing to not be happy and to be in this place, but how do I find out a way to make a different choice?
I just wish we had more time. How do you get into that type of a conversation with one statement? And I almost want to say, you know, just with the whole transformation, as much as I've done that myself personally and through positive psychology and truly having a mindset, and we can all play a victim or we can choose to be resilient and say that I'm going to come out of this stronger and better than I went in. It may take time, and I'm human. It's okay to make mistakes, and it's okay as long as I'm learning and growing as I go along those stages. But maybe even Nadine has a great answer on transformation in that piece when we're trying to say, you know, I'm choosing to be sad, but how can I come out of this?
I would say along the same lines, you need to give yourself permission. And that is partly why I'm doing the business that I'm doing and writing chapters like this, because women need to give themselves permission. So this book is 14 women who model that way. And just give yourself the chance to give yourself the chance to step out of that space.
Give yourself a chance to get the chance. I love that you both use the words like that, permission and patience, time and patience, because it doesn't happen overnight. And I think a lot of people listening, especially women, can say like, no, I need this now. And if I don't get it right away, I'm failing. That one really squishes you down. And then when it comes to self-love, what's self-love got to do with it? With being able to give yourself permission, like I want to go there. Can we just not fake it till we make it, but can we just say that to ourselves? Like, I give myself permission.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an integral spot to start from. The words that are in your head are probably the first step. Because we have to convince ourselves. Mm-hmm. And in my experience, no matter how much you tell somebody they need to do something, they're not going to do it until they're ready. So they need to change the narrative that's going on in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And just simple phrases like that, affirmations, start you on that journey.
Yes. Okay. So do you both use affirmations then?
I do affirmations around certain subjects, yes. But I will let Adele go from there.
Hello, Adele. Okay.
Yes.
How do you feel about affirmations? Yeah. Because as Nadine said, it starts within your head. And so if I'm waking up for the day and I'm saying, you know, every day in every way, life is better and better. And I am grateful for the abundance that flows into my life and my bank account this week. It just sets me on the right direction, and it starts with gratitude in that sense as well, right? So I firmly just believe that that's the way I need to start my day.
I love that. And you include a financial abundance in there as well. And so how important is it for women to feel secure and safe with their finances like that?
If I'll speak on my experience, that was probably one of the main reasons that held me back from even ending my marriage many times was I going to be able to make it? Even though I had a job and I, you know, had a career, and but you look at, we do this together and it's a joint venture. And so since leaving my marriage, I've actually changed careers. I've left a paycheck to go to entrepreneurship and et cetera. And so that's where I talk about the trust and the magic and knowing I'm going to trust the process. Yeah. It's going to flow to me. It's going to come. I will be given what I'm needed. And here I am just over 4 years later, and I'm doing it. I'm on my own, and I still have a roof over my head, and the bills are paid, and I'm able to travel, and life feels good. So.
Oh, now, see, I love that you jumped right into that, the feel good there. And because, you know, in the 4 years that you've taken to get there, and still going and going and going, some of the things that have come up, do you find that you use, where is your mindset when you're going through those things? Like one of the lessons learned, which I love, is don't be a doormat and use your voice and free yourself from being codependent. Can you talk about being a doormat and how that might have come if you hadn't have dealt with that and then you suddenly went to be an entrepreneur? How could that have interfered with that?
Well, it has interfered with it. It's something I need to continually work on every single day because I was that doormat and I was a codependent for so many years that it's easy to fall back into that. And so just reminding myself that it is okay to say no. I'm not responsible for how others react to what I say or do. I don't own that. And I used to always think for years that I had to be in control of the outcome. But I don't control it. I only control the way in which I react to a situation. So being an entrepreneur, sometimes you got to have those big, broad shoulders and realize it's not personal. I need to, you know, if I didn't answer my phone, I was in real estate, and if I didn't answer my phone and missed the $1 million call, I had to be okay with that because I was spending time with family or I had made a choice to do something else that maybe filled my cup a little more. And it wasn't about the money always. So being able to have boundaries and not be that doormat, like I say, and letting things slide underneath the doormat. It's okay to have conversation and bring things up and tell people how you feel, because they aren't mind readers. They aren't going to know. And if we just keep putting it under that doormat and letting people walk on top of it, it does nothing for self-love.
That's such a good word. And let's just sit there. We're going to go to commercial break at like 20, it's still a minute. But I want to bring up and talk to Nadine. You have one of your, I love this one. It says, self-love is never selling your soul. Love yourself enough to respect, believe in, and live by your values and your convictions. And what you had just said, Adele, about whether you missed that $1 million phone call or not, but if you had made a choice to spend time with your family, I mean, be at peace with that, be happy with that. And when we do come back, Nadine, if we could talk about that. I love that you say that self-love is never selling your soul. That's, and so many people think that. They think, if I'm going to do my own thing, then I'm selling it. So when we come back, I'd love to dive into that one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Enjoy passive income benefits while creating a cottage experience for others. From a relaxing getaway to connecting with nature, sitting around flickering campfire light, dipping in cool, refreshing waters, strengthening your body with biking, hiking, boating, and swimming. And you have the cottage that could be a part of all of those memories while earning you money. Financial abundance as a thank you for renting your cottage. Become a cottage rental owner today, safely and supported. RentCottage.com.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Light on Living, and we are still just enjoying going through the entire book of what self-love got to do with it. We've got Nadine and Adele, and it's kind of fun having two of you going back and forth and with such similar, because it's all about self-love. But there was one thing just before we went to break there about self-love is not selling your soul. And Adele, that was, no, yes, Nadine, that was your line. Can you share with us, like, how do we get to that? How do we find to say, gosh, yes, I'm worth this. I'm not selling my soul.
I think if you're realizing that you're going through struggle, you notice that things just aren't sitting right for you in your life, it's time to then pay attention and, again, give yourself permission to figure out why things aren't settled, why they're not balanced, why not, things are not feeling, you know, like on an even keel in your life. And although that changes, you know, sometimes almost daily, there's a balance that you can attain just by some of the hints from these chapters, right? And so I found myself struggling and noticing that my values, once I figured out who I was and what my passions were and what I liked, they weren't in alignment with the things I was doing in my life. And so I needed to give myself permission to recognize my soul and who I was and think, yes, I am worthy because I have been going through life doing all of these things. And what has it meant? Who has it touched? What has it done for others? And that is the part about loving yourself enough to respect, believe in, and live by your values and convictions, because you are not an island, and you are always touching other people, whether you notice it or not. And so giving yourself that permission helps you blossom and helps other people blossom as well.
Oh, my gosh. And you have a story about a butterfly and the love that you Oh, my goodness. We go through such transformation. I want to ask each of you in turn, writing this chapter and being so, I felt the vulnerability, but have you both healed yourselves and feel the self-love enough that when you wrote those words and the book was coming out, and I know how proud you are of them, is it hard still, or are these chapters, how is it to bear your soul like that?
Is it helpful? Do you mind if I go first, Adele?
Sure, maybe, yeah.
Go ahead, yeah.
It has never been hard for me to bear my soul. Which I think is why it was very easy for me to write this chapter. It was not difficult at all.
Oh.
It's difficult to read it, to read almost objectively the pages and see what I've gone through, but not difficult to share at all. And I just forgot my thought.
Oh, that's right. Well, we'll ask you. So since you have written it and it is out there, did it help? Because every time somebody buys the book, somebody new is getting this. How's that? I'm going to ask the same question to you, Adele. But when you, having written this chapter, would you recommend it to people to write a chapter, like just to write it for themselves to help transform still?
Oh, absolutely. It's cathartic. It's cathartic getting it down on paper. And just to go back to what you said, there is no top of the mountain. So you get to a space where you're comfortable being you and giving yourself permission to be you. And when I say there's no top of the mountain, it's not like you get to the top and life is golden from then on, right? It isn't.
Right.
Life
right.
is life. It is what it is, and it isn't what it isn't. And the beauty is that you kind of figure out how to maneuver through life.
And there's lots of mountains, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
Once you get the one, you're like, another one.
Yeah, exactly.
And how about for you, Adele?
Writing the chapter, and the same is, I've never been afraid to share. I grew up in the AA, Al-Anon, Alateen world since I was young. And being able to share my story at the age of probably 12 in front of 400 people at a roundup allowed me to feel like you had connection and you have family once you were able to share and get to that place. And so I've always been willing to share the story, knowing that someone else might need to hear it or they could resonate with it and that could help them. So it was very easy to get this part out, knowing that just even if one person read it, that it resonated with them and helped them to realize that divorce can be a good thing. We don't have to have such shame around it, and we can change that thought process and then realize that it's so much better for the kids on both ends. That was why I needed to get the story out. Having written a chapter, I thoroughly encourage anyone to take in that type of process. very healing, but scary at the same time. Especially when you're someone who is always worried about other people's feelings. To write the story, it was very raw. It is my story, and I own that. And so part of the process for me was just knowing I've written it, and I don't control how others react. And that's an okay thing.
That's a tough one. If you were to give advice, give advice to someone who really is out there and just so scared of what people think, what is the reality? Do other people care about you? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, how does one step outside of that and be, you know, not be so scared of what other people think?
I'll answer, and then I think Nadine will maybe have something else to add to that. That would be great.
You guys are so kind.
I think Nadine is amazing co-author, and I loved her story. It resonated, so I was so thankful to be able to do this with her.
Oh,
we're quite parallel on many things. So, you know, what other people say, we worry so much, and we start all the way into, like, probably even before elementary school, thinking of what other people think. And I used to always say, you know, accept me for who I am, or don't accept me for at all, you know. And I had that tough image through school because I think I needed it to get me through those times. And somewhere I lost that, and really then began to think that my self-worth was valued what other people thought. And now I realize I'm back to accept me for who I am, or don't accept me at all, because I want the people that want to be in my life, that love me, to genuinely know I care full-heartedly for them. But if for some reason I had said something that hurt them, or that wasn't in alignment with them or their beliefs, it's not personal. I still, you know, love me, and I still love them, and it's okay to have our differences. But let's not hate. Let's not have that icky negativity. I like to just come from a place of non-judgment.
Oh, I love that. That's it. And that starts with ourselves. And and that was Adele, the Nadine. How do you feel about that?
Well, I have to say, too, that I resonate with Adele's chapter as well. So everything that she just said, I get it. I felt like for many decades, like I was being stuffed into the, you know, proverbial box that society, want everybody to fit into. And I finally realized I couldn't do it anymore, and it was becoming a health issue. So, you know, it's not just emotions that you feel. It resonates, it exudes from your body. That's what I want to say. It becomes part of yourself. And so it was becoming a health issue for me. And when I realized I can't do this anymore, it was staying in that box. I can't stay in that box anymore. I have to be me. And I don't want to die. This is a health issue, and it is life or death. And so,
how did that affect you health wise, if you can share with the listeners?
Yeah, I got a type of cancer that was life threatening. It was a very rare form, and just the surgery, 50% of people come off the table.
Oh, my gosh.
Just the surgery. And then, of course, there's chemo after that. And so having gone through that, I realized if I didn't become that butterfly, that I wasn't going to survive.
Oh, my gosh.
And if I had survived, like, physically, I wasn't surviving emotionally or spiritually or psychologically.
I love what you had just said. When we are not emotionally who we are, like if we're not being who we are, we don't radiate. We do get sick. It does become a health issue, because health really is who we are. We can, you know, and I invite all the listeners to do a check, just even of your overall health. Is everything from energy level to clarity of thinking. It's how you feel as soon as you wake up. Like, what? So right now with you, both you ladies, when you wake up, and do you just feel great? How are you? Are there like some hard moments in your day? Do you still have stress?
I admit I don't always wake up feeling great.
Right.
I admit that I fall back into that same old pattern, and that's where those thoughts come in, right? I have to wake up and recognize, okay, I'm not choosing that pattern today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm choosing the positive pattern. And you have to snap yourself out of it before your feet hit the floor.
Stop it. And before your feet hit the floor, what a great, actually, I have such an image actually of that going, okay, nope, those feet are not going on that path. Let's go somewhere else. And that is a choice. And that comes back to what Adele, I think, as I said, about you were choosing. And so with you, Adele, when you wake up and if you did find yourself having some challenging thoughts, just not the way you want to go, how do you snap yourself out of it?
For me, it's not as easy as, okay, I'm going to choose this morning to not put these feet on the path today. Sometimes I feel the feelers, and I make my cup of coffee that's going to have extra cream in it, just to have those warm, cozy feelings, and just that part of self-love. And finding the things that I can sort of fill my cup. My girlfriends are so good at saying, you need to fill your cup. And it's either going, you know, dancing, or it's going for a walk with my girlfriends, or sometimes we'll play board games. And we just, like, just cancel the day and say, you know what, we're just going to sit and play board games today and reminisce and chat about it, talk about it. I have to talk with my girlfriends. That's been key. As much as I have a partner and he is great and amazing and is always there to listen and help, my girlfriends are the ones that listen. And sometimes they just, a hug, oh my gosh, a hug goes forever in my self-love.
Thank you. I have to tell you both, I love that you said about the coffee, because that's one of my things. If I wake up and I think, oh boy, I'm not so happy today, so I've got something going on, I'm stressed about maybe something or worried about something, I think, you know what, that cup of tea, it's waiting, it's downstairs, it's going to be so yummy, and I'm going to sit with my cutie cats, and it's going to be all good. And it is taking that one better thought of wherever you are, just one better thought.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Now, you both work, help. This is what you do. You help your authors, beautiful authors. Well, oh my gosh. All of you, the whole book is just written so amazing. I don't know where you guys pull all these wonderful words and expressions and how you're able to share your story so clearly. And those are just one, like you had to squish a lot into a chapter. And there's other technique, things that you've got through that you use techniques, but you both use this now in your careers. So who would like to share first, a little bit how what you do and how you do help people.
Okay, thanks, Adele. So you mentioned my business at the beginning, Hats Off Group, Hats Off to Self-Esteem. Mm. So my vision is to reach as many women as I can who felt like I did, and help them snap out of it.
I love it.
So with my business, I offer group coaching and mastermind groups, which are actually two different levels. The group coaching is for women who are at the beginning of the journey and just not realizing where they're at, or realizing where they're at, but not knowing what to do next, what's the next step. So that's the group coaching that I offer. The mastermind group is more for people who are a little bit farther down on the journey. That's how I'll express it. It doesn't mean it's better. You're just at a different place.
Yeah.
And who have maybe like the authors of this group, right?
We've
come to a space where we understand ourselves and we're going out in the world now and sharing ourselves. And what does that look like, and how do we collaborate is what the word I'm looking for.
Ooh.
To keep going. Because Adele was talking about independence before. And although I really, with the codependence, we have to be careful not to become the other end of the scale, which is fierce independence. And I just posted something this morning that says, fierce independence comes with a huge cost, and that's seclusion. And that's where we don't want to go.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Ask for help and be a community and operate together. And that's what my that's what I'm doing with my business.
Oh, wow. Those are great words. Oh, I just have to sit there for a minute. And actually, let's do that, because fierce independence, there's a cost, and that can be seclusion. And I'm going to admit that would be me. And I work hard. I have to snap out of it to make sure I do keep stepping up, because I love what you said that about collaborate and get it. Like, you want to reach the community, because that's how a community becomes a community, because you're co-creating, you're collaborating, and you're not secluded. And that's because we do have 2 minutes to go before the commercial. How does a community, because I'm thinking of a common goal, so I'm thinking everybody's got a common goal, and when they come together, would you call it mastermind? They talk about a common goal, or is it just all?
It can be all encompassing, in that it's a common goal, because we want to stay in that space that is supporting us, but at the same time venturing out in their businesses or whatever, you know, journey they're on, and reaching the goals that they have. And you know, I don't want people to think that we've got it made. We're at the top of that mountain. I have a coach too. And I go through this a lot, right? I'm on a call with her, and we're talking about the very same thing. So it's having that person or those people around you.
Yeah. And, you know, that was meeting. So, Adele, when we come back, because we've just got the 25 seconds here, I would love for you to share what you do. Well, we did a little bit, but, like, and how that looks, like, to do group coaching and mastermind. So, everybody, just as we go through this, we are talking about the book, What Self-Love Got to Do with It. And we have two of the co-authors with us right now. And so when we come back, we're going to just keep exploring about what it takes, how do we get there to self-love, and what it can do. So when we return.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Again, we are here with Light on Living, and really just going into these chapters, chapter after chapter of the book, What Self-Love Got to Do with It. We just heard from Nadine a little bit about how she in her own life helps just to keep going and to snap out of those self-harming and defeating kind of moments. And now I want to hear from Adele about you you get to do this as your book. You said 4 years now. You've changed careers. You switched it over. And here you are helping people, helping women, helping everybody just have your self-love. How do you do that?
I guess, like Nadine, various different sort of platforms. I do one-on-one coaching, some group coaching. I love doing workshops. I'm also a master trainer through Transformation Weekend with a lady out of Calgary, Erinska Kelly. And so I mentored through her, and I'm able to do workshops with vision boards and goal setting and finding out sort of what is our purpose and where do we want to be. So I absolutely love doing those. We can do, you know, one-day intensives, or we'll do a three-day workshop as well.
Wow.
And
can you talk about the workshop? Because I find that every time I hear a workshop, I just know that you're really going to get something done, you know?
Yeah, this is where my transformation began, is sitting there and saying, you know what, I had a crappy, shitty year, and we're going to write it all down, and you know what, we're going to burn it. It's gone. It doesn't define me. It's not who I am. And how am I great and amazing? And it's so hard sometimes to write that list, because we don't give ourselves enough credit for even just the small little things that we're able to accomplish. And so we take that, and then we look at, you know what, yeah, what do I want to do? What's my big pee my pants goal this year? And how do we get in alignment with that? How do we become that person to achieve that? And I love Leonard Cohen saying, act the way you want to be, and soon you will be the way you act. And so I find it just so important to just, this is who I am, right? I'm trustworthy, I'm honest, I'm non-judging, I'm ambitious. And some days I'm not ambitious, but I have the mindset that I am. Right. And so that it pushes me to that little place that I'm afraid of sometimes. But in that push is where growth I found happened. And that's where I found the courage to say, you know what, I'm worth me, and I'm my husband, my ex-husband was worth him being his full self. And so we both needed to flourish, and I think we both deserve that. And coming out of it's not been easy. We went through periods of depression and needed medication, as my doctor said, just a little fertilizer. And that was okay, right? But and I don't need them now, because in my self-love and
thank
discovery,
you for sharing that.
Yeah, you know,
I really appreciate you sharing that with people.
You know, medicine, you know, it's not the answer, I don't think, all the time, but sometimes it's okay to say, you know what, I just need this now. There's no shame in it, no stereotypes. And I'm thankful that I had that to get me through the period when I wasn't thinking I had clarity. Those are what,
you know, you mentioned
transformations
about,
are.
You know, you mentioned about allowing the ex, you know, to flourish as well, and that's why there needs to be release. And I cannot tell you how many children who are adults now that were children when their parents, they stayed together and they thought, God, I wish they would have divorced. I wish they would have parted, because life was hell. They thought they were disrespectful. They were not happy. And so many children that grow up and to be adults to say that, like they know that when they're little, they know that people are not being, their parents aren't happy. And so I love that you had the courage to do that and recognize that.
And I've been my pastor, I say that exact thing.
Yes.
I didn't want my children to say that. And so,
You had the sight to see that. Now, over to Nadine, I love one thing you say. You are never too old to reinvent yourself. Just be sure you are being authentic. Two things there. Age, oh my gosh, placement of life, of where we are. This is so crucial for the listeners. Please hear this. I don't care how old you are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're never too old. You share how old you are in the book, and how, like, I don't know how long. I know when you wrote the chapter, but can you share how old you are now?
I am turning 55 in September.
Ooh, are you a Libra or a Virgo?
Virgo.
Oh, oh, okay, yeah, I'm a Libra.
Me too.
And that was so important. Oh, are you really? Oh my gosh, we're going to watch. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that I want to share that was, even right now, 55, could you still reinvent yourself again today?
Absolutely. We're doing it.
And could you end on the word, I love if you could do this, the word authentic. What does it mean, and how do we know we're being authentic and when we're not?
You want me to go first?
Yes, please.
Authentic. It's being integrous to yourself and to others, being honest about who you are, and being willing to share that authenticity. Mm. It's not worrying about what other people think. It's going in the direction and being the soul that you are.
Mm. I love that. And how would you know if you're not being authentic?
I don't vibrate at the same place.
Yeah,
it's the vibration. When I'm not, it's low and I feel like sort of tight. And when I'm authentic, I'm free and I'm vibrating at this awesome level.
No, I love that. Tight or free. Oh, I love, love, love that. What about you, Adele? What authentic?
Yeah. Authentic, yeah, in alignment with your beliefs. Just everything feels right. Like she says, you vibrate at a different level. My first thought when you said when you're not authentic is icky. My gut doesn't feel good. I can feel it in my body that this isn't authentic. This isn't who I want to be.
Right. And say somebody was feeling icky and vibrating low. I love both of those terms, actually, because I think a lot of people right now will resonate. So, yeah, a lot of times if we lash out, let's say, or we're fighting with somebody or we're judging them, you know, that's not authentic to ourselves. And what if we catch ourselves in a cycle of feeling icky and vibrating low? What tools, what could you give us that share with us that just like a way of recognizing that and then and shifting that?
Sure. I'll give a pause and we'll see if Nadine wants to jump in there. For me, if I don't take responsibility, I can't fix it. And so I need to acknowledge it, apologize maybe, lead with love, and then I think things just then fall into place. And things happen as they shall, but I need to just, even if they were maybe the one and I felt to be in the wrong, it's okay for me to apologize or me to be, you know what, I didn't show up the way I wanted to, and I'm going to take ownership of that.
Oh, I love that. Oh. Mm-hmm. I love that. I didn't show up the way I wanted to, the way, what would you say, I didn't show up the way I wanted to?
I wanted to, it didn't align with who I am. And so for that, I apologize. I don't have to necessarily apologize, you know, for if I got mad or angry or yelled, but taking ownership of how I
love that
showed up. Yeah.
That's a great tool. Yes, I like that one. Oh, right now. Oh, I'm putting Nadine on the spot now.
Thanks, Adele. I had time to think.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you thought.
Yeah, all of those things that Adele said, and for me, I have to remove myself from the space I'm in. So, and if I can't do that physically get up and remove myself, I have to then just ask for a moment and ask for time and space and just gather my thoughts and then also ask for feedback.
Oh,
because we only see what we see through our eyes, right? And ask for feedback and help again. Ask for help and see what's going on here. I need some help. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing for me is then to go out again and model who I want to be. And so, you know, you see yourself doing the things you don't want to do and be the person who you don't want to be, and stopping yourself and taking responsibility, like Adele said. But the courage comes in stepping out of that and modeling it. And I'm a public speaker as well. That's my forte. I love public speaking, and I love seminars, and I love putting on seminars. And so I have to think, I have to think I can still go out and do that, even though, you know, I kind of made a mistake today and I withdrew into who I used to be.
You're still valuable.
Yes. And I still can go out there and give that message. And the more I do that, the more I'm over there in that space of who I want to be.
Oh, you know what? Both of you actually just said, like, and Adele, you said about, I didn't show up the way I wanted to. And then you're talking about modeling something, right? So that's the key. And I love that. You're like, just show up the way we feel when we feel aligned. And actually, you both just made me think about when we're little and we're growing, we're learning, we don't know, and we do something wrong, and how ashamed we feel. But, you know, you hopefully, usually our parents say to us, you know, it's okay, this is what you did, and let's go back out there together. Let's go out and play, or let's go out and do something, and or talk about, you know, just show up again, and not to seclude yourself again and hide away. You can have a moment because you need your space. I love that you said that. Step away. Step away from the bad feelings. Put it down. And then these are, you know, they're also helpful. And I think that, this is why I love these shows. You love speaking, and I love doing the shows, because I find that it's this constant support and this feedback from people when they read your book and then get to talk to you and hear. But if somebody was to ask each of you a question and to say, I'm not in alignment, I'm in a bad spot, and I want to reach out and I'm scared, I would love to hear from each of you, how can they get a hold of either one of you? Because maybe they're resonating right now, and maybe they feel like, I do need some help, and I'm ready.
Go ahead, Adele.
Oh, thanks. I guess my website is adeldesjardins.com, or you can find me on Facebook at Adele Desjardins Lapine. And my Instagram is Adele D Speaks, because I do love to speak as well. And one of the lines I just want to say is, you know, I just want to reach my hand out there for you to grab it and say, you know, I've been there too. Come with me. And so if any of this talk has, myself or Nadine, because I'm sure Nadine would say the same, do reach out. Take that moment and just connect. It's a scary, scary thing, but I trust that process, that when you do, you will be received with love and abundance, and that is when the transformation is going to start. But you have to reach out, and then the work will come later.
I love that. Oh, I hope somebody reaches out to your hand. I can feel it. I can see it. And with you, Nadine, how can they get a hold of you? How would that look?
I am at www.hatsoff, which is HATZOFF, as in Frank, .ca. I'm also on Facebook, and you can find me at Hats Off Group or Nadine Hatsatolius McGill. I should probably spell that, hey?
Yes, you absolutely should.
Hatsatolius is HATZITOLIOS. It's fun. Like
it and what's the hats off to? Where did that come from? I have to know.
It's I took the root of my name, which is my maiden name, and it's Greek. And the hats part actually means journey, because back in the day when people used to journey to the Holy Land, it was Tolius, and that was the last part of my name. And when they came back to Greece, they added the hats, which is Haji in Arabic, and it means journey, pilgrimage.
Wow. That is just so meant to be. That is crazy. Oh, my gosh. I
had goosebumps.
All my hours go. I know. I can't. It's like, it's written in the stars. the hours always go by so fast. Now having both of you here, I was like, oh my gosh, that's why I had to go deep right away, because we are just coming to the close, and I want to make sure I get my thank yous in. And if each of you have 30 seconds to say something, not mind you, it was already so beautiful. 30 seconds each. How would you like to finish off?
Go ahead, Adele.
Persevere, desire to learn, and desire to grow.
I love that.
And I say forgive, forgive, forgive.
No!
And then,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Do either of you do Ho'oponopono?
Do what?
The Ho'oponopono, the forgiveness, the Hawaiian forgiveness prayer?
No, I've never heard of that.
Well,
no.
I'm going to send it down to you. Oh, well, I just, it's
yay.
Up. I cannot believe sending up. Thank you guys so
thank
much.
You
it's
so
just
much.
Wonderful.
Thank
everybody,
you.
Get the book. Get the book. What self-love got to do with it. We'll see you guys soon. Bye, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.